where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I'll be okay. I'm not big on salty graces. Think I'll slip on.
7 after the hour, it's Good Day Health Time. With an hour featuring the information from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is not the Forbidden Doctor, but his website, theforbiddendoctor.com, which he and his wife Mary, another great medical practitioner, have given a lot of time and a lot of thought to understanding that you are, in fact, the Forbidden Doctor. So when he gets together with us each week, we are interested in the subject matter of his latest podcast, what's going on that's new and important on Forbidden Doctor, what you can find there, how you can help yourself, all kinds of information about all kinds of problems. And then we go through a number of problems that may be part of the general discussion. Zika stats will have a little time with Jack to discuss that. Some oxygen therapy, is that a good idea? Your calls at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com with your questions for Dr. Jack Stockwell. All right, so this week's podcast, which you can access at ForbiddenDoctor.com, is a focus on the universe, quantum healing. Do people really understand what this is all about, Jack? Really, can you really touch people by using this, what seems to be an intricate explanation of how things work?
It's difficult enough, Doug, just trying to get people to understand that they can heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that all healing is self-healing. Nobody heals anybody. If you cut your hand, it's going to heal itself. You break a bone, it's going to heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even the FDA does not use the term in medical language anymore, healing this or healing that. It's managing this and managing that. Let us manage your diabetes. Let us manage your cancer while you're under treatment. Let us manage your Alzheimer's, rather than going back to actually curing things, because only the body cures itself. And anybody that tells you, well, I can cure this or I can cure that, is feeding you a line. But you can supply the body with what it needs so that it can heal itself.
All right. So one of the things that I had pulled out of the stack today is a discussion of oxygen therapy. You got a cat there? You got a cat?
Yes,
there?
Yes, and
hi,
she's
cat.
Begging for
kitty,
food.
Kitty, kitty. A cute little kitty. Good for you.
You'll meet her
I'll
tomorrow.
Meet the cat. I'll be there tomorrow.
You'll meet her
yeah.
tomorrow. She's totally spoiled as rotten.
Oh, great.
And so she's here letting me know exactly what she wants
time for eating. All right. The oxygen therapy that's being used for a lot of people. I remember going into an oxygen cylinder here in Santa Monica a few years ago, and not liking being sort of trapped in there, but then understanding how much healing there is. There's a new program for vets. The VA is supposed to be expanding on this, but they're stalling on it. There are some brain-injured soldiers who ought to be getting this, and they aren't. There are a lot of people that might be able to benefit from it. What are the benefits? Other than I've read a few things about how great it is for your brain, a good hyperbaric oxygen, good for your memory, that kind of stuff. But isn't oxygen the number one healer, period?
Well, it's the most important nutrient that the body requires. You measure nutrient importance by what can you do in the least amount. And you're going to die in a matter of a few minutes without oxygen, so that's how important it is. But remember this, oxygen content in the atmosphere is about 2% less than it was 100 years ago. We're not sure why, but it's not as thick as it used to be. I have an oxygen concentrator next to my treadmill, and I am using, I have the little cannulas, you know, that go up in the nose and over the ears, that kind of,
while I do
treadmill.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of research that shows that when you use oxygen therapy while you're working out, your ability to recover is much quicker in much less time if you're using oxygen while you're doing something strenuous. Now, it's not just for people, you know, that are 65 and older who are going around carrying a green oxygen tank behind themselves, but we know through hyperbaric therapy, when you get into an atmosphere, one or two atmospheres greater than what you're used to with an oxygen-rich environment, there's tremendous benefits that take place, not just in the brain, but in tissue healing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, this isn't nonsense. This is a very important thing. And it even goes back to the old adage about deep breathing. When you get up in the morning before you get out of bed, sitting on the edge of the bed, you're going to take 10 really deep belly breaths. This is one of the reasons why Mary and I have always come down so hard on antioxidants, because the body so desperately needs oxygen that to put a bunch of antioxidants in the system is counterintuitive.
Antioxidant, what an interesting name.
Especially synthetic.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think you and I have talked about this before. The best antioxidant is duct tape over your mouth and nose. If you want to stop oxygen, that's the best way to do it.
There's a visualization. Jack's full of great ideas and visualizations. Start by signing up for the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. What's in the focus of the podcast this week?
Well, it's ripping a hole in the universe. And we talk about quantum healing, instantaneous healing. We now have over 699 maladies and conditions that are listed on this new website with all the protocols that go with them. This is you know, cutting-edge stuff here. I haven't seen this anywhere on the Internet. And this is really plowing a hole in the correct direction towards the universe, which has all the answers we need anyway.
Yeah, well, the universe is, well, our bodies have all the answers. As you pointed out when we got started here, you're in charge. Your body is doing the work. You just have to enable it. Get some good advice from good practitioners like Jack. You may have a traditional outlook on things. That's swell. You may have a more progressive look, if that's what it is, on various maladies. I think you need them both, frankly. And that's why I have Jack
certainly.
Here. And Ken here to think it through. What's the best way for you to handle whatever your malady, your problem is? I'll tell you one thing, though, that everybody, Jack agrees, Ken agrees, people who are on my staff agree, that there is nothing better for blood flow, nothing better for keeping your blood pressure where it needs to be than a daily dose of Super Beets. Super beets. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates. They're loaded because they convert to nitric oxide. They're loaded with the essence of what supports healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure. Super beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates, which specifically help the blood flow to your brain, to your muscles, to every aspect of your body. Easiest, least expensive way to get natural dietary nitrates is to call 800-655-4183 and order 3 month supply of Super Beets. You get an extra month free when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-655-4183. Super Beets, three times faster to give you the results that you need and you want. Within 20 minutes, you'll feel the way I do, and you'll want to feel that way too. You can. Order a three-month supply at 800-655-4183. Get an extra month free. Super Beets, 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2 volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
The plan here is for you to think about your health and well-being and work through the information that Dr. Jack Stockwell has for you in this hour of Good Day Health, 18 minutes after the hour. The CDC says that the tally of pregnant American women with lab evidence of Zika is up to somewhere in the 300s, up from 200 and something a week ago. So the government says they're monitoring the outcomes of the pregnancies to get a better understanding of how Zika affects the unborn. Man, if I were with somebody, and this is even so against my grain, but somebody got pregnant and they knew they had the Zika virus, what was going to happen to that baby? I think very seriously about suggesting an abortion. I don't see how you bring a baby into the world like this, much as you might love it. There are, 1,100 people now with cases, travel-related cases of Zika. People get it by having sex, getting stung by the Zika mosquito, whatever it is. But bringing a child into the world like that with all of the things that you would have to deal with, that seems almost like it's a travesty. That's the way I'm looking at it. People say, well, we bring babies in the world to be loved.
Now, when you say 1,100 people, where are these 1,100 people?
I think they're all around. They have been tested. Seven babies have been born in the U.S. with Zika-linked birth defects. I'm looking at specific information about specific births. This is a number from the CDC. Says that these many people have been identified with travel-associated cases of Zika. So I don't know where they are. I don't know who they are. Is that a problem?
No. Well, yeah, to some degree, because obviously the majority of people who've been had this befallen them are in the tropical areas.
Yes, the southern part of the country.
Yeah, the southern part.
Florida.
Right.
Arkansas.
But again, there's some controversy here. There's some controversy about where this all started in the tropical areas around the equatorial, both sides of the planet, starting in Africa, now it's in Central America, where these symptoms mimic glyphosate poisoning and a larvicide that is being used to try to kill bugs in these tropics. Poisoning of that larvicide mimic Zika symptoms.
Yeah. Well, it's something there's a lot of hoopla about. I still am a believer in, I think what you and I talked about, put a wristband on that has citronella on it. Anything to do with citrus and you're going to be safe. 21 after the hour.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-569-5035. 1-800-569-5035.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Half the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Great place to go get important medical information in their weekly podcast, for which tens of thousands of people have now signed up. All kinds of advice on his website about you and what you need to do to keep yourself healthy and happy, like the people in the healthiest state in America do. The report is out. Colorado is the state that has the lowest obesity rates, Jack, 20%. Most states have over 35% obesity rate. The Coloradans are the healthiest because they exercise more than the national average. They embrace outdoor life. They're foodies who care about what they eat, hang out with other healthy people, which fuels their own desire to live better. They mix up their activities enough to always keep it fun. I didn't see in there marijuana helping the Coloradans into a better state. But one does wonder. Don't you think about that every once in a while? Smoking pot helps you lose weight. Does it? And do people think that it does?
What I've heard is it gives you the munchies.
Want to eat more.
Yeah, I guess I've heard that too.
Yeah.
You know, they get this craving for carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
And the medical aspects of the oil, that the THC and this kind of, and the non-THC oil that they're using,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem to have the same effect that eating marijuana-infused brownies or smoking the stuff in the first place seem to, mm-hmm. to create. So, but there's definitely some healing effects of the oil when they remove the THC from the oil as far as central nervous system function is concerned. And now they're even talking about its benefits for cancer.
Do you ever smoke any pot?
No.
I've never heard that before. I can't imagine you or Mary. I mean, I just think about it.
Never had any interest. You know, you and I were kids in the 60s.
Yep.
I mean, teenagers. And, you know, it was
I think the what was the old stuff from the 30s about smoking marijuana? What was that movie that came out back then that was supposed to scare everybody to death that the Allies were going to lose the war in Europe if we smoked dope?
Really?
And, it was some movie that came out in the 40s or something like that. I forget what it was. But, you know, there was a couple of people that were doing it back then. I never had any interest. It never appealed to me whatsoever to do any of that.
No, nor to me either.
Nor tobacco. I mean, it never made any sense to me.
No. All right, let's go back to Zika for a second because I think there's more information there. Zika has become a very emotional, conversational topic because it has been distorted. Information about it has been distorted. So what have you just found in your research looking at the actual CDC website, the part of it that's dealing with Zika?
Well, there's a difference between acquiring something through travel and acquiring it in a local setting. And so far, if you don't count the territories, if you don't count American Samoa, especially Puerto Rico, which has almost 2,500 cases, mm-hmm. or the U.S. Virgin Islands, if you're just talking about Hawaii, Alaska, and continental United States, there are zero locally acquired cases. And in fact, anybody who's been bitten by a mosquito, who's run off and been scared about it and had their blood checked, zero cases, even in Florida. Florida that has 206 cases of Zika so far, they were all acquired by traveling outside the United States. Now, this is significant. This is significant because I think it goes back to something we said before the last break. There are the information that is flowing out now regarding the larvicide that is being used to try to kill the larvae of these bugs.
Yeah.
The poisoning from that mimics the microcephaly, everything else that seems to be acquired with Zika. And you're right about the emotional stuff because there's pro golfers now that will not go to Brazil to compete in the golf
Olympics.
The big
ones. Most of them, I think the number one to number four standing golfers are saying, no, we're not going there. We don't want to get bitten by the bug. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over 0.999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-460-9150. Again, 800-460-9150. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix, two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, from the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. And strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix. Two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
34 after the hour now. You're with your friend Doug Steffen and Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. Help yourself to 888-302-3681, or you can send an email to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com, or along to Jack at the site that he and his wife Mary manage, the ForbiddenDoctor.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com. At that site, the information that Jack is talking about with regard to the podcast, there's a quiz, or I don't know, the quiz, a survey there to find out more about what your health needs are. I guess that's the best way of explaining it, Jack, right?
Well, exactly. There are certain HIPAA requirements we have to deal with. Because when we start talking, it's called at a distance healthcare. And it's getting kind of big in the medical world. It's also getting big in the alternative world, which is where we live. And there are certain precautions and situations we have to create to protect people's private information. So there's a firewall they have to get through. And to get through, they have to take the survey. And then they're given a username and a password. And then they have access to an incredible amount of information.
Hundreds and hundreds of stories. Information like the following. Maple syrup plays a very important part in your health. Did you know that?
Maple
if you get grade
syrup.
B.
Well, grade, yeah. There's some that's very interesting. Grade B and grade A. Grade A is the stuff you usually get in the supermarket. It sort of is the same as honey, isn't it? There's grade A and grade B honey. If I'm not mistaken, and you don't want grade A, you want grade B.
You want the raw, unfiltered stuff.
Right.
Because that has the natural components in it. If you're talking about maple syrup, the grade A has far less minerals. That's why it's a lighter amber color, and they try to do that to compete with the synthetic syrups that are out there. They're usually just high fructose corn syrup that are going to wreak havoc with your liver. But the grade B, the reason it's darker and more brown is because it's loaded with more minerals. It's a more concentrated syrup.
Well,
and that's the one you want.
Right, exactly. That's the thing. That's the idea here. Make sure you know what you're getting. The local, it's like honey. Yeah, honey is no good for you unless it comes from the area in which you live.
Otherwise, oh, you got that right.
It's okay, you know, as an additive to tea or things like that, but it isn't going to help you stay healthier. And that's the difference between honey is not just honey any more than maple syrup is just maple syrup. It could be just straight sugar versus the other things. And I'll give you one more example of that, Jack. Milk. There's grade A and there's grade B because there are different types of cows. The bigger, shall we say, more modern or more recent breeds that give more milk, the quality of their milk is nowhere near as good as the quality of milk that comes from the grade B cows that should be grade A because they're the older ones. The older breeds are brown. Jerseys, Guernseys, Brown Swiss, that group. The milk that you drink from those cows is much better for you than the drink that you get from an A cow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
I mean, that is really fascinating because when we started playing around with the genes of these animals to create mm-hmm. cows that produced higher amounts of milk
That's
for the
right.
business end, you end up with a lower grade of milk. The same thing what we've done in our vegetable kingdom inside this country, where we start doing hybridization or we're doing genetically modification of these things. They have far less nutrition in them than what nature supplied in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So when you drink milk that comes from a cow that nature made, as opposed to a cow that the genetic lab made, you're going to end up with a far better product. I never thought about that until you just mentioned it regarding animals, but it only makes sense.
Stick with me, Ken. You'll learn what you need to know. Jack is a focus. He's a walking focus on your gut and what it means. When you have a strong immune system, you'll take care of anything that you can encounter. It's almost impossible the way we eat, the way we live today, for all of us to have super enhanced immune systems. I'd like to think that mine's pretty healthy. I'll get Mary to check in and go visit Jack in his office in Salt Lake later in the week, and Mary will put me through that test so she can figure out what's going on in my body. But I'm going to guess that my immune system, which is usually pretty well tuned up, that's why I don't get the flu. I don't get colds. I don't basically get sick. If you have greater levels of internet addiction, you're more susceptible. According to a study that's out this week, too much time online damages your immune system and makes you more likely to catch something, anything. There was a survey of 500 people, Jack, from 18 to 101. And those who go to the web too much have 30% more colds and flus and other diseases that are directly affected by the implications of a healthy immune system. I don't know that this is any great shame. I mean, how many wouldn't have thought that would be the case?
Well, for two reasons. Number one, you're being blasted with electromagnetic radiation
yep.
coming off of that screen that we already know is detrimental to the immune response. And number two, we are not made to sit in a chair for hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We're made to be out there hoeing that row. We're out there made to be taking care of the animals. We're out there, we're made to be up and moving around and exercising, keeping the muscles toned, the ligaments tight, this kind of stuff. And when you sit in a chair long enough, and I have to deal with this with the patients I take care of who are office bound, it starts to change the curvature of your spine.
Mm-hmm.
And when you change the curvature of your spine sitting in a non-ergonomically correct chair all day long, you're going to suppress the immediate actions inside the nervous system because it tractions the spinal cord. And it has a definite effect on your immune strength.
Isn't everything is connected to the gut, yet everything is connected to your spine?
Yes.
That's a good chiropractor. Jack, by the way, is a NUCCA chiropractor, N-U-C-C-A, NUCCA chiropractor, practicing in Salt Lake, and a lot of people come into his office. You can go, once you go to the Forbidden Doctor, you can see all the connections to the office. You may want to do like I do and go visit Jack to get a, this is a course correction, Jack. I'm coming for a course correction.
Yes.
As it were.
Yes.
All right, so the spine and the connection to everything else, that's what chiropractor, that's your mantra, right?
Well, chiropractors are nerve doctors. I mean, we always they think of a back cracker or something like this. That's because the central nervous system is located in the skull and inside the spine. And our closest access to, physically, to the central nervous system is through the spine itself. And so that's why chiropractors are working. That's why chiropractic, you know, the first 40, 50 years of chiropractic until antibiotics showed up, the major reason people went to chiropractors was because of infections, because of diseases, because of sicknesses. Because a spinal correction is a tremendous boost to the immune system itself. And so until the antibiotics showed up and then the AMA came down hard on chiropractic at that time because they didn't want the competition anymore. They wanted to be able to sponsor an antibiotic life rather than a natural life. And look what it's grown to today. I mean, look at these superbugs, these superbugs that antibiotics have created for which there is no known cure.
And then you look at all of the treatments for various diseases that have become such big businesses, nobody wants to get rid of them. You think people want to get rid of cancer? Heart disease?
There are several beautiful natural cures for cancer. Heart disease can usually be taken care of in as little as 30 days if you follow the right kinds of protocols. We have that on our new website as well. Several approaches to heart problems.
ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, from the ancillary world of medical conversation here, let me put Jack aside for a minute, give him a rest. I want to focus on something that happened this week that is, I'm not sure whether it gives people a sigh of relief. Prince Harry of England took an HIV blood test on Facebook. He did it to show how easy it is for men and women to be checked out. The video on Facebook Live was of the test. It was the Facebook page of the British Royals where you could see it. His negative results were given to him live in front of the camera. He said, it's amazing how quick this is. He added also, so whether you're a man, a woman, you're gay or straight or black or white, why wouldn't you come and have a test? So this is basically a reminder, health-wise, not only for people in England but around the world, of how easy this is to get done. I remember his mother, the late Princess Diana, used to reach out to people. She had a foundation helping people with AIDS all over the world. That was back in the 80s. So just to give you an idea, people say Facebook is dead. I don't think so. This is the kind of stuff they're doing to maintain their relevance, kind of. And 2 million plus people, but 2.2 million people have watched this video so far. So it might be something that you find yourself intrigued with as well. Go to Facebook, to the British Royal Family's Facebook page, and watch this test taking place and the results being read and brought before the public. This is a very good idea. I think there ought to be more of it. And I know Zuckerberg's going to try to do more of this stuff anyway to maintain his relevance on Facebook. But that aside, this is good information, and so I'm happy to share it with you as we work our way through the world of health. 42 past the hour on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack and Doug.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
46 past the hour. This is the Good Day Health Program. Every week we get together with Dr. Jack Stockwell to get to the bottom line of your personal health and well-being. One of the ways to do it is to follow the podcast, follow the information, and to take advantage of the opportunity that comes from those thyroid pills, the Long Life Energy Enzymes, Ageless Thyroid is there as well. These are things that I take every day that you can order at ForbiddenDoctor.com. If you want to get a discount, you click on Doug for 10% off. Just all kinds of things that are good. And, you know, Jack's in business to make a living. And so you got to get paid for these things, but they are very unique, very worthwhile, and they certainly will help you stay away from illness. When I look at some of the things, here's an article I came across, Jack. Speedy healing, 6 steps to faster recovery. Well, instead of that, if it would have been me publishing this, I would say I would want 6 steps to preventing illness rather than recovering. But that's the way the doctors do it, and that's the mindset of people. Okay, yeah, I can stay in bed after I have surgery. I had surgery because I've abused my body, and so I got to get better. Resting, that sort of thing. Okay, that's all great, but why don't you do something to keep yourself? If you exercise every day, if you mind your emotions, if you eat well, you're not going to have to cope with a lot of things. That people who don't take it, they don't take care of themselves. Am I right? I'm just kind of babbling on here, but it seems to me
well,
that's
no,
our message.
You're absolutely correct. You know, it's excellence in nutrition has never been an easy job. It is a full-time job for somebody in every family.
Yeah.
To find the right stuff, and you can't. That's why supplementation of food concentrates is so important, because you can't by itself really eat well enough. So this Ageless Thyroid you just mentioned, we had a lady tell us the other day, you'd have to take Ageless Thyroid out of my cold, dead hands to get it away from me. But then she realized that by taking it, she's not going to have cold, dead hands.
I wonder what you would say when people... Oh, I remember my mother used to say, and all of our mothers said, eat your vegetables, Dudley. Well, one of the things they didn't know about things like serotonin, they just knew that their mothers had said, eat your vegetables because they're good for you. But one of the things people don't know is that if you have foods rich in serotonin in your system, it's great for your brain. The neurochemical things that affect your mood are all part of it. You want to have balanced serotonin, and one of the great ways to get it is to eat foods that are rich in serotonin, which more normally are like bananas, kiwis, plums, that sort of stuff, right? Yellow fruits.
Yes. Yes, and nuts, things that have a lot of B6 in them, mm-hmm. things like this. processed carbs will cause an increase in this, but the underlying substrate, the underlying thing of serotonin is an amino acid called tryptophan,
yep.
which is an essential amino acid, and it's not that easy to get.
No, it makes you sleepy.
Yep.
Amongst other things, turkey, a lot of tryptophan in it. So eating well, we could go through the whole idea of this program. I could just say Dr. Doug and Dr. Jack tell you to eat well, and you'll live well.
Summertime is here, and Allstate is out with its annual Best Drivers Report and an important warning for the summer travel season. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, July 4th continues to be the deadliest day on the road, with both July and August having a high number of crash deaths. Glenn Shapiro, Executive Vice President of Claims at Allstate.
Roadway fatalities are at their highest point in nearly a decade. Our Best Drivers Report looks at collision trends from across the country with the goal of raising the public discussion on safe driving.
So when it comes to best drivers, who takes the top spot among the largest 200 cities in America?
This year, for the first time, Brownsville, Texas is the safest driving city in America. And they were followed by Kansas City, Kansas and Madison, Wisconsin. Allstate wants to congratulate all of these safe driving cities and encourage everybody to drive safely, which means keep a safe distance between you and the car ahead of you. Avoid distractions in your vehicle and, of course, never drink and drive.
To find out how your city ranks, go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health, a focus on your health and well-being. Lots of information, various things that are in Jack's wheelhouse, his experience as an Ooker chiropractor, as a homeopath, as someone who understands how to treat most anything that's going on in your body. You can post questions, our continuing Twitter feed, at Good Day Show, email Doug at DougStephan.com. This question comes from Neil, who wants to know how to treat varicose veins. Dr. Jack, that's a great question. A lot of people, as they get old, I'm fortunate. Do you have varicose veins?
A tiny little bit on my left calf, and there's a perfect herb to be taken for that.
And it is?
It's called Collinsonia root.
Who's your wife?
Collinsonia root. That's also known as stone root.
Stone root.
Yes, it's something that a fellow named Collins in the 1600s discovered that the American Indian was using for bruises and injuries, and so he took the plant back to England, and in taking it back there, they started using it for bruises and injuries, and all of a sudden, everybody's hemorrhoids and varicose veins started disappearing. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and under search, put in varicose veins, you're going to find the answer.
Men
absolutely.
And women, 25% of women in the country have varicose veins. 55% of men get them at some point in their life. I'm just looking at my legs. I don't have varicose veins. This guy, obviously.
I have it. You know, it's not that bad. Just a little bit on my left calf, so I've got to take Collinsonia root.
Does this affect people? If you're heavier, are you likely to more likely to get varicose veins? Does it have anything to do with weight? All right, well, let's pause for a second as we continue. Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug at 55 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Doug and Dr. Jack, we only have a couple of minutes left here.
Yes.
We were talking about, before you were so rudely interrupted or went away, the varicose vein situation, who has it. I just, when I think about veins and arteries and things, I go back to thinking about superbeets, and then I think about how this, the business of the blood getting through to your muscles, the veins carry it. What weakens, though, is it muscle that's weakened that causes the veins to come out? Because maybe that's it. I have strong muscles.
Yeah, the walls. The walls of the veins get weak. They kind of herniate.
Yeah.
The collagenous fibers, those, the walls are made out of collagen. The walls of the vessels, blood, whether they're the arteries, the veins, capillary beds, whatever, they're made out of a protein-based structure called collagen. And when our protein intake from eating too many overcooked foods mm-hmm. is weakened, the walls of the blood vessels weaken. And they start to, you know, herniate isn't the right word, but sometimes it gets the point across. And as they do, the walls weaken and they collect with blood. And because it's on the bottom end of the body where the blood pressure is higher, they have, you know, you'll see these vessels starting to come out. They may start as little spider veins, but eventually they grow into bigger and bigger problems. And the answer to that is something called Collinsonia root, not vein stripping, not all this other crazy stuff people do. If you will take this herb, I'm telling you, it tightens the wall, the vessel wall of the vein, and in time they will disappear.
Who figures this stuff out? Who figures out that something like that, you take a supplement like that, and it'll do what you've just described? How the heck, who figured that out?
Collins did back in the 1600s, but that stuff kind of gets buried because the CDC or the FDA doesn't want anything out there but drugs. Drugs for everything, drugs for anything.
Yeah, well, we know that. They're bought and paid for. Look at who's running the FDA, please, or the other organizations that are involved in this sort of thing, and the food we eat and the way we take care of our health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to help you take care of your health and well-being. Lots of important information. We exchange it every week. Thank you, Jack. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com for that download of this week's podcast, 59 past the hour.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
A Budweiser, America, and Florida Georgia Line.
I still remember our first big show. Budweiser's in the air, and hearing the crowd sing our song. Everybody over,
everybody over. That's when it really feels like America is in our hands.
And when I'm holding a nice cold Budweiser that says America on the front.
That too. Cheers.
This Bud's for you.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.